Good morning, this is Esti Schreiber. I am from SA Natural Products, and yes, this is the home of living naturally. And with me in studio, I've got Dr. David Nodia. Good morning, Dr. Dave.
Good morning, Esti.
Dr. Dave is a homeopathic doctor. Am I allowed to say that you're a phytotherapeutic doctor now as well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not officially.
You'll tell me when I can.
I'll tell you when you
okay.
can.
And is the head of the medical and research department of SA Natural Products. Dr. Dave, grape seed extract is the antioxidant on earth, scientifically proven, to give us a multiple benefit in protection, in enhancing our levels of our own antioxidants, in protecting cell membrane, in protecting DNA, in protecting cell integrity. In all of that must mean less inflammation, less aging, less disease. It has to, if that is what it's doing inside the body. Now, how do they get this extract out of the seed? Where does it come from? What quantity, what quality do we need to look for?
Okay, firstly, you have to go back to your raw materials. Where are you getting the grape seeds from? Where were they grown? How were they managed after when they were grown to the point at which they're in the factory and the extraction process takes place? But if you start at the first point is, what grape seeds are these?
Okay. Yes.
Now, we spoke about environmental stresses and we spoke about the levels of polyphenols. So
and
what we know...
The grapes make their own antioxidants.
Correct. So what we know is that when you take grapes from dry vineyards that don't get any irrigation, that are in harsh, rocky, lots of sun, all of those kind of factors, because that vineyard is under higher levels of environmental stress, those vines will make even more polyphenols than the vine growing where perhaps they're irrigating or some of the other less harsh environments.
Less stress.
So you want to get the seeds from dry vineyards that are stressed. That's the first thing. You're going to get much higher levels of polyphenols from those seeds than if you just took any old seeds.
Understood.
So that's the first thing, is you have to do that. Then you have to get the extraction process right. Mm. It's not just a matter of chucking these seeds into some alcohol and leaving them and coming back a few weeks later. To get it right, you have to develop a method that works for you in your setting. And that takes years to get the optimal levels of polyphenols from your extract. There's so many variables in the equation. Like, what percentage alcohol do we use? How long do we put the seeds in the alcohol before we take them out?
Are they fresh seeds or dry seeds?
Many variables. Mm. So you've got to get all of your ducks in a row, essentially. Mm. You've got to get the right quality and you have the right extraction method. And then you've got to then not only do the extraction, but you now have to convert what you've extracted, which is be a liquid, into a powder or a solid that can go into a tablet or capsule or whatever it is. You really have to know what you're doing. You can't just go and set this up and start doing it.
When I take a grape seed that I'm eating a grape and I bite into that seed, it's bitter.
Yeah.
It's got a bitter and a drying feeling.
That is the oligomeric proanthocyanins.
That is what I'm feeling in my mouth.
They're astringent and they're bitter to taste.
So I'm going to assume that red grapes have got more of them in than white grapes.
No, so that's not correct. You would think so because of the color. You take a red grape, cut it open. You've got the red skin. Mm. You've got the flesh, which is lighter in color, if not completely clear. And then you've got your seeds in the middle.
Correct.
The oligomeric proanthocyanidins are put in the seeds mainly. You do get them in the skin, but the levels in the seeds are the highest.
Okay.
So you can get as much from a white grape seed as you would get from a red grape seed.
Okay.
And when you make red wine, of course, you crush the grapes, you leave the skins and the seeds in the fermenting barrels or tanks. So what happens then is the oligomerics come out of the seeds and out of the skin, and that's
into
why you
wine.
Make the wine red. You make white wine, you remove the skins, you remove the seeds, and the wine stays clear because
yes.
you haven't pulled out the oligomeric proanthocyanidins from the seeds in the skin. Okay, so that's why you have white wine versus red wine.
Okay.
Yep.
So when we make grape seed extract, and they're probably going to use mostly white grapes in because the red grape seeds have been left in the red wine.
Yes. So if you went and gathered red grape seeds, they would all have already lost the oligomerics to the wine that they've been used to make. So you don't do that.
So there's a company here in Wolseley, in the heart of the winelands, Brenochem. And they've been making a grapeseed extract there since before 2004. How do they make it? And what do we know about that quality that they make?
Yeah, they do exactly what we've been saying. Over years, they've done various extraction methods and measured and tested to see. They developed a method that gets the highest yield of polyphenols from the extract. And they've also discovered that you need to get these seeds from the dry, arid vineyards, not just any old seeds. They've perfected this method, and they use very gentle drying, so they don't boil these things up, they don't apply a lot of heat, because then you lose a lot of the actives. So they've developed a method over the years that is gently extracting these polyphenols at the highest level to produce the highest yield, and then converting that liquid into the format that goes into the actual finished product that we consume. These seeds are milled and then put into a certain percentage of alcohol, and they're left there. That alcohol goes from a clear color to like a deep red,
maroon
color very quickly. And that is because all those polyphenols and oligomeric proanthocytins specifically have been pulled out of those seeds.
Yep.
And now they're in the liquid. Now they then filter it off, get rid of all the dry material. And now this liquid is basically oligomeric proanthocytin soup, if you want to think of it. They then take that and they developed a method to convert that into a dry format with the high levels that can then go into the product.
So this product that Brenochem has brought onto the market has got a very special name. And the name of the product is called Oxyprovin. O-X-I-P-R-O-V-I-N. Oxyprovin. You break it up into three parts. It's oxy, which is oxygen. Pro, protection, vin, vine. Oxygen, protection from the vine. That's Oxyprovin. This is a product that is your grapeseed extract that is made in South Africa from the stressed white grape seed. And they source it in the months from January until April when the grapes are harvested. And then they process it and they make for us this grapeseed extract. And this grapeseed extract, Dr. Dave, has been proven by Stellenbosch University to be a product of value for the body in so many different levels. It protects you from the oxidative stress that the body has. It reduces the free radical load on the body. That it enhances your own ability to make antioxidants. That it protects your DNA of your cells. That it protects the cell membrane. That the cell membrane is not being stolen from. And because of this, the cascading effect from it is less disease, less inflammation, less pain, less degenerative diseases within the body.
It's really nice that we have something that is made in South Africa, that is sourced and grown here and tested locally in South Africa with research. And there is a lot of science behind this. So research has shown and confirmed how Oxyprovin improves recovery from injury. Its anti-inflammatory action has been assessed as well. There's been some interesting research on its anti-aging properties and how it protects the body from oxidative stress directly. And not only at the cellular level, but even within the brain as well, because that's another area that degenerates. And we've done podcasts on this. So neurodegeneration, it's one of the other interesting places where grapeseed extract seems to have a protective action, which is really great. There's a team of researchers that have been investigating this for years now, and they're continuing with this.
And they publish studies?
Yeah, they publish studies, and they're in the public domain. You can go and look at them, and there will likely be more coming.
But there's something different about Oxyprovin compared to other grapeseed extracts in South Africa. Brenochem only produce Oxyprovin, and they're the only grapeseed extract production company in South Africa. So any other grapeseed extract purchased in the country in a product is an imported product. So we don't know where it comes from. We don't know how it's made. We don't know its research behind it, its stability behind it. But the other thing about Oxyprovin is the quantity that is per capsule. Now, that's important.
Yeah. So if you go and look at grapeseed products, you normally get about 70 milligrams of grapeseed extract per capsule. I'm not sure where the 70 came from, but that seems to be kind of an industry norm, 70 milligrams, that we see quite commonly. So the Oxyprovin's got 140 milligrams per capsule, so it's double the quantity. That definitely is something to consider as well.
And then SAHPRA. SAHPRA is our body in South Africa that regulates our medicine.
Yeah, the complementary medicine and supplement industry have all had to up their game, essentially, in terms of their packaging, their labeling, their documentation, their quality, their safety, etc., and become regulatory compliant. And so SAHPRA sets certain standards that need to be met, and it's up to the manufacturer to meet those standards. So it's important that you make sure that you tick all your boxes in terms of your regulator, and that makes your product regulatory compliant, which is important because the regulation is designed to be there to make sure products that get onto the market are of good quality and are safe.
Now, oxyprofen has got the regulator's approval in the sense of we comply with the standard that they have set for grapeseed extract.
Correct.
So based on this, our packaging is allowed to say to people that this is the product that's going to benefit your health, that this is the product that's going to benefit specifically your venous health. Mm. Now, why specifically venous health, Dr. Dave?
Venous health is one of the areas where there is an absolute abundance of evidence on grapeseed extract. It actually goes a bit further than venous health. It's the whole cardiovascular system.
So the whole circulatory system from top to bottom.
The venous health is like really, you know, stands out. But it actually, if you go and look at all the published research on grapeseed extract, where it has its key protective effect is the cardiovascular system. So just like any cell in your body, your cardiovascular system is prone to oxidative stress, and particularly the innermost lining of your blood vessel walls called the endothelium. And when you get oxidative stress damaging those cells, that is what leads to hardened arteries, what we call arteriosclerosis, where you have degeneration and hardening of these blood vessel walls. It's one of the key areas where grapeseed extract seems to be effective, is protecting the cardiovascular system and that endothelial layer from inflammation. So yes, and that includes venous health, of course, but you know, if you look at the literature, it's actually definitely broader than venous health.
So who is the person that will need oxyprofen?
So you could think about taking this as a protective substance or as a treatment or therapeutic substance. So it just depends on your particular needs. So there are a couple key areas that are supported by evidence where grapeseed extract really shines. Firstly, there's no doubt that it is a really effective antioxidant. So there's tons of research on its antioxidant action, its mode of action, its anti-inflammatory effect in response to oxidative stress.
And we all need that because we're all living in a stressful world.
Everyone will benefit from that.
And then you take one capsule a day.
Yeah, no matter who you are, you'll benefit from additional antioxidants, particularly grapeseed. Then the other area, and I've mentioned already, cardiovascular health. If you are someone at risk, or maybe you even already have some sort of cardiovascular problem, it's a good idea to be thinking about this. And it all starts with that endothelial layer.
And then you would give one dose a day, or do you give two doses a day?
Yeah, so now if you've got an existing problem that's been diagnosed, you want to then give yourself a little bit more than what you would use if you're just giving yourself protection. You know, if you look at the clinical trials that have been done on grapeseed extract, some are done on really high mega doses, gram doses, which are really unnecessary, and some are done on more moderate doses, so like 200, 300 milligrams or less, some of the studies. And the research actually shows that you get more protective effect from lower, moderate doses long-term than you get on short-term mega doses. Okay, it's quite interesting. So we always think more is better.
No.
To a degree, but then you go too much.
Yeah.
We're looking at more moderate doses long-term. So cardiovascular health is the other key area where it shines. And then the other two areas, and they're interconnected. In fact, they're all connected, is glycemic health. Think about someone who has uncontrolled blood sugar levels, okay, whether they're on medication or not. This high blood sugar promotes exceptionally high levels of oxidative stress.
Yes, okay, and inflammation.
And inflammation. And that is what leads to the complications of diabetes. So diabetics, we know their eyes degenerate quicker, their kidneys, their cardiovascular system are particularly at risk.
The circulatory system.
The circulatory system, absolutely. So they're at risk there. So, and that's driven by oxidative stress.
Okay.
So that's another key area where we know that grapeseed extract has an effect. And that includes insulin resistance. It includes other protective effects in diabetics and so on. So that's the third area. And then the fourth is metabolic health. And this is an interesting topic because when you look at metabolic health, and particularly a condition called metabolic syndrome, which we have discussed here, metabolic syndrome includes cardiovascular issues, blood sugar issues, weight, and all three of those things, and abnormal lipid profile,
yeah, so your
cholesterol levels. So patients with metabolic syndrome have got very high levels of oxidative stress, and it then pushes through, so those tips of the iceberg,
yes, I just wanted to
cardiovascular system, glycemic control, weight control, those are the tips.
So now it's a statin, and it's a blood pressure medication, and it's medication for the insulin or for the glucose in the body.
And those may have their role to play, but you treating the tips of the iceberg.
Exactly. What about the whole thing
and
underneath?
Under the surface, you have metabolic syndrome. And even deeper, you have oxidative stress. Yeah, as the key driver, and inflammation. There are other areas where grapeseed extract has been researched as well. But the key things, antioxidant, protecting you from degenerative conditions, cardiovascular health, glycemic health, and metabolic health.
I don't look at oxyprofen as being a product. It is food in such a concentrated form that you're putting inside your body. You are deliberately giving your body the tools it requires in order to protect itself and to protect you, that you do not age so quickly, that you do not break down so quickly, that you don't get so easily inflammation. And if you do have those conditions, that you're giving the tools to your body to be able to overcome those conditions. So that is what oxyprofen is. It is straight from the hand of nature, giving it to the body to help us. We just, through science, we now know how this is benefiting the body. In my opinion, every single human being as an adult will benefit from using oxyprofen every day of their lives. And by taking one capsule a day, benefit from drinking 2 liters of filtered water a day, benefit from following predominantly a Mediterranean diet, which includes, by the way, a little bit of red wine and lots of olive oil, plenty. There's no things as butter and margarine and that in a Mediterranean diet. They have a lot of garlic and onions and beans and red kidney beans and your pulses and that. And interesting that those plants are full of polyphenols too. And then they eat loads of green vegetables and leafy vegetables. Then they have moderate quantities of animal protein, whether it be fish or chicken or lamb or beef, doesn't matter, but it's small quantities. And should they fry it and make it into a little crusty things, it's always in olive oil. So the Mediterranean diet, the lots of water, taking a dose of oxyprofen every single day, the protection that you're going to give your body by doing that is immense, and how your body will thank you for it. So if you are that person that do have those tips of the iceberg sticking out at the top, and you are what Dr. Dave has said, blood pressure problems, cardiovascular problems, lipid profile problems. In other words, your cholesterol is not stable. Your blood sugar is not stable. You're carrying that extra weight, and especially around the belly area. Do you suffer with that high levels of inflammation in your body? Are you a person that's concerned about your eyes and your brain? A protector for your body is grapeseed extract. And one of the best forms that you can find in South Africa, made from our own grapes here, proven by our own university here, underwritten and complying with our SAHPRA rules, is oxyprofen. And it's not an expensive product. And you take it once a day, twice a day. In some cases, you can up it, depending on your condition, to maybe 3 or 4 capsules a day. But that would be for short term. And then you bring it right down to that 1 or 2 a day. This is the product to help you. So, we spoke in the beginning of the 2 main reasons. You've got CSSMA, chronic subclinical systemic metabolic acidosis. You want water, you want minerals. That's where your Multiforce comes in. One dose of Multiforce a day protects your body from this excess acidity. On the other side, you've got oxidative stress. We've now learned from Dr. Dave so clearly what oxidative stress is. Free radicals and antioxidants. There's this constant balance happening within your body. Make sure that you've got a lot of antioxidants always present in your body. Reduce the amount of free radicals. How do we do that? By following the right diet, by not being exposed to harsh sunlight, by limiting ourselves in exposure to environmental pollutants. If you can reduce the contamination, the better for your body. And then protection of the body. Here you've got your oxyprofen for the oxidative stress. You've got your Multiforce for the CSSMA. Your role is to take the products, but to follow the Mediterranean diet, to drink your 2 liters of filtered water. And this is something I just want to reiterate again, the importance of filtered water. If you haven't got the funds to buy a filter, boil your water, let it cool down, put it into a glass container and consume that water. And that way you're taking in clean water into your system. That is just crucially important. Dr. Dave, every single time we speak about oxyprofen, and when I learned about free radicals and antioxidants and oxidative stress the very first time, it was daunting. I never understood how it all fits together. But I cannot thank you enough for teaching us, for taking such a difficult topic, making it understandable. What you've shared in this podcast is more valuable than one can say in words, because this changes lives. And may this podcast be used and shared with many others, because this is where health starts, in the decisions that we make every single day. Thank you.
Pleasure.